Marjorie's Kitchen. From here we go into the 1833 edition. At the beginning of 1832, Sears Atwood, eldest son of Joseph, the builder of the house, was living in the house with his wife, Azuba, their son John, his wife Medible, and their children John William and Medible Taylor Atwood. Sears died on March 1, 1832, and Azuba died in November that same year. John's wife also died that year on July 31st. Left with his two children as the only residents of the house, John set out to find a new wife and courted Marjorie Smith in the early months of 1833. He told Marjorie that if she would marry him, he would build her a new house, and thereby succeeded in taking her to the altar on 15th of July in 1833, at which point they moved into the family homestead. A few months later, Marjorie asked when they were going to build the new house. John was startled, but replied with a chuckle that that was only courtin' talk. Apparently, Marjorie was not happy about his breach of promise, and to mollify her, John said that he would add a new kitchen for her, which ever since has been known as Marjorie's Kitchen. The main feature of the new kitchen was the iron stove of about 1825 that was available from Hamilton Stoves on Main Street in Chatham. Although small, it was a huge improvement over cooking in the fireplace of the kitchen. Hanging on the mantle are several varieties of bootjacks, which were essential equipment when most people wore leather or rubber boots that were difficult to take off. On top of the mantle is a magic lantern that can project pictures from glass slides when its kerosene lantern was lit. At one end of the mantle is a 19th century courting lamp, so called because when a young man came to call on one of the young ladies of the house, her father put a small amount of kerosene in the tiny lamp and told the visitor that when the lamp went out, he was to leave. Above the mantle is a photograph of Marjorie Atwood in her later years. She was reputed to be a very strong-minded person who usually spoke her piece. On one occasion, she rose at town meeting where women rarely spoke and declared that she was old enough to be allowed to say her moment on the floor. Although Marjorie's kitchen made the house more comfortable, the true elegance of this 18th century home is found in the original part where Joseph Atwood succeeded in creating his mansion house.